Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, got a real quick question for all my listeners real quick, and those that are watching us on social media platforms. Since when has it become government's job to produce jobs? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Why is it that the mainstream media always sells the government as producing jobs? Can somebody show me in the U.S. Constitution where it is their job to produce jobs? 1-866-582-9933. It's important, friends. These are things that are thrown on you all day long by the mainstream media concerning the government, trying to sell to you that the government's doing you a favor when, in fact, they have no business. Folks, let me say it this way. They're not in the business of creating jobs. It's their job to get out of the way. For those that listen to the show, you already all the well know the purpose of government. I'll give you three purposes of government. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Not four, not five, but three. You ready? Restrain men from sin, violating law. 1 John 3:4. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson. You ready for the number two? Maintain order, not to create disorder. Number three, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25:1. That's the purpose of government. I know that you're used to 1,000 tentacles coming out from the mainstream media concerning the involvement of government, where they have no business being involved, but they are. Three purposes of government. All day long, you're told what the government's a part of, and it's unconstitutional every single step of the way. 1-866-582-9933. Waiting for all the smart people to set me straight. Waiting for all you said conservatives and professed Christians to tell me where it's their job to produce jobs. One more time. 1-866-582-9933. You just heard it during the break. Job growth. Biden's administration, see how they're trying to legitimize it? Oh, it's insane, friends. It's insane what they try to legitimize. Oh, as a matter of fact, I wanted to share this with you. Did anybody see Sean Hannity? Fox News. I actually like Sean. I'm very disappointed with Sean. Legitimizing Caitlyn Jenner. He's addressing him as Caitlyn Jenner. Just in time for Caitlyn Jenner, his run for government, namely the governor of the state of California, I mean, this is insane what today's conservative. No wonder why you have a left. Because those that call themselves the right don't know the difference. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord. Would you want a governor that doesn't know that he was born a man that acts like a woman? And yet you have Sean Hannity and Fox News legitimizing this abomination? I mean, again, it's insane. No wonder why people are confused. They're confused because they have left off the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Daniel 9:7. That's where we're at. Folks, I want you to jump over with me to that of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Content 2020 Film Festival and Media Summit Truth and Journalism Award. I didn't pay for it. I didn't ask for it, but we appreciate it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe over there. When you go to the right side of the page, after you find 10 to 15 articles, friends, combating the lies found in the mainstream media and lies they are continuously throwing on you, no doubt, we're exposing them, jokers, for who they are. The circus and the clowns, the clowns in the circus of politics. The useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, the Russian revolutionary. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe. Go to the right side of the page. You will find all the links that you need to find us where we're at. We'll always be over there. Go ahead and click onto the social media platforms. And when you do so, friends, you will find us on Top Chat. If you go over to that beforeitsnews.com, we're up on the top left side of the page. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on social media platforms. You can also jump over to that of our store, membership, the list goes on, all found on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to remind everybody listening and watching even now that these items are those things that you have asked for. We've got T-shirts, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, Romans 12:21. We have other T-shirts that are available. They spark up conversations. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That's another one that we have. We have another one, virtue, which is based on Proverbs 30. For women, we got a blue shirt and we got a pink shirt. We also got my favorite, friends, which is on the front showing our veterans pushing the flag up in Iwo Jima. And it says on the front, what is the price of your freedom? Just ask a veteran. And if you look at it, because Jesus always spoke in the natural, teaching them spiritual lessons, when you turn the shirt around, it has a picture of Christ crucified, and it says, what is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God, and put that up against 1 John 3:18. Folks, there's dog tags over there with scripture on them. There's documentation. There's books that have been written by both me and Stephanie. And again, more T-shirt assortment. And so on and so forth. There's also coffee cups, friends, and water bottles and documentaries, My War, What We Have Done, which also was aired on nationwide radio and television for 42 weeks. And again, we appreciate that as well. So if you want to check those things out, those are available. Please also consider becoming a son or a daughter of liberty. Also consider donating to keep us out there, please. We truly appreciate your support because it's you that keeps us out there. It's not us doing this without you. It's us doing it together because we can do this, one nation under God. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. We're going to be talking about the mainstream media attacking those calling out vaccine deaths as false claims. What do you expect, friends? Big tech, mainstream media, they're all accomplices in attempting to censor the truth when it comes to vaccinations. We're going to be hitting that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, oh boy, I don't even know where to start. I honestly really don't. There's so much information that I could give to you right now. But I think this is probably the best place to do it, and I think we're going to go ahead and do it. What I want to start off with today, friends, is vaccines' long-term effects still unknown, we're told. No, it's not still unknown. We know what the long-term effects are. We know what the short-term effects are. And I got to say this, Tucker Carlson did a piece 2 days ago on this subject alone. And what was interesting to note, friends, is how the propaganda, well, it was woven through the commentary. Given a green light, not a red light, but a green light and at times a yellow light for the vaccinations, when in fact we already know the long-term effects of vaccinations. As a matter of fact, if I just simply go back to something even Robert F. Kennedy said, he said all four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are now mandated for, listen carefully, American children, he said all four of those companies are convicted felons. So I don't know why Carlson Tucker is playing the fool here with a yellow light, not the red light. I mean, folks, what is this about? I mean, the conservatives of the day today are so wishy-washy, so lukewarm. I understand why Jesus in Revelation 3 said, either you're hot or you're cold. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I want you to check this out, because he said some good things, but again, it was lukewarm all the way through and through. And also keep in mind, friends, Tucker Carlson is now being called out by the mainstream media as making false claims that COVID vaccine is killing people. I again want you to understand how the truth is under attack. But I'm also here to tell you, friends, they can go attack all that they want to, because the truth is like a lion. Just let it loose, and it will defend itself, said Augustine. And it's exactly right. But I want you to see that the mainstream media and the big tech companies, all the well, are covering for those that are telling the truth. As a matter of fact, if you look at our site right now on social media platforms, friends, Tim Brown did an article this morning on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and what do? They put up false information. Folks, it's directly from the CDC's Veyer's report that Tucker Carlson was talking about. So the false information is actually coming from the CDC, but they're accusing people that are making reference to the CDC that they themselves are attempting to cover for concerning this conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. So folks, they're confused every step of the way. Oh, and by the way, Tim Brown's article had nothing to do with what they said it was false information or misleading information concerning the vaccines. And I'm going to get to that in just a couple minutes. We're going to cover more of that as we go forward. But what I want you to see here is, and we're going to do this in part, I want you to check this out because these are commercials that are giving to the people. And this is what we warned about. Ben Swan did a whole piece on this through Yale University, how they're trying to manipulate people into getting the vaccinations or how they can shame people into getting the vaccinations. We highlighted that a long time ago. Well, Tucker Carlson is finally catching up and so is LifeSite News. But I want you to see what they're selling to the American people and how it is that they're trying to shame the American people into taking the vaccination. And I'm going to answer some things after I play this short piece. Cool?
LifeSite News, it's a nonprofit news organization, just found itself permanently banned from Facebook. Why? Because it reported government numbers from the VAERS database, something that we just did on the air. Famously, when podcaster Joe Rogan asked whether healthy young people ought to be getting the COVID vaccine, the media treated him like a war criminal.
We know the anti-vaxxer conspiracy
theorists are
proliferating
conspiracy
online.
Theorists.
It doesn't help it when people with major platforms feed that beast, like Spotify's $100 million man, Joe Rogan.
Dr. Fauci, before I let you go, I do want you to weigh in on Joe Rogan. How frustrating is it for you for this misinformation to continue to spread about COVID-19, especially when there are folks still out there saying it's a hoax?
It's disappointing. Joe Rogan is a hugely influential person with a massive audience. It's mystifying why he would give people such bad information that puts them in harm's way.
Joe Rogan, who is one of the world's highest paid and most popular podcast hosts, is giving air to anti-vaccine narratives.
Anti-vaccine narratives. He did nothing of the sort. Almost everything you just heard was a lie that obscured a very simple and potentially relevant question that he asked, which is, should healthy young people receive the vaccine? We're not precisely sure what the risks are. It is a lie to say there are no risks. There are risks in everything, including in getting a vaccine. So why not rationally weigh the risk-reward ratio, as we do with every decision that we make? For that, he was denounced as an anti-vaxxer kook.
It's leading
a danger
up to the point that
Yahoo
I'm making
News
here.
Published a piece entitled, Joe Rogan, who's not a doctor, in contrast to the Yahoo News report, gives terrible vaccine advice. Keep in mind, this is the same Yahoo News that published this piece. Quote, five things Bill Gates wants you to know about COVID-19 variants.
Exactly.
One of the very few elected officials
exactly.
in the country who was setting...
No, folks, this is the definition of useful idiots. That's the very definition. You have CNN, and notice the outlets that they used. CNN, who's been called out, 10,000 times now? How many times have they been busted lying, blatantly creating propaganda, friends? And yet the American people still give ear to these same people. And yet over and over and over and over again, the useful idiot goes right along with whatever the teleprompter tells them that they must say. Okay? Now, what I want you to see here is I'm going to take it a step further, and I want you to see what it is that these said professionals are trying to sell you and how it is that they're trying to sell it to you. Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and play on.
Worried about any of this, who's asked the obvious questions. Not attacking vaccines, wondering about their effects, which is a legitimate thing to do, is Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Last week, Johnson asked Francis Collins, the director of NIH, why so many Americans, according to the government's own numbers, appear to be dying after getting the shot. Maybe there's a good answer for that. Collins wouldn't even acknowledge that was happening. Instead, Collins fretted that if the population focuses too much on the potential harm from vaccines, people might be hesitant to get them.
Whoa, you
I think? I challenge his use of the term vaccine hesitancy, Ron Johnson told us in a conversation today. I told him that based on the VAERS deaths and my conversations with people who have chosen not to get vaccinated, a better description would be people who are hesitant to be coerced into participating in the largest drug trial in history, end quote.
So what we're going to do, friends, is I'm going to take a hard break here in just a moment, and then we're going to come back to more of this content. And what I want you to see is I want you to see the said doctors. I want you to see how they're manipulating people. I want you to see how they're attempting to shame people into taking a vaccination. Now, I got to say this. I don't know a whole lot of people, friends, that need to be coerced, manipulated, or shamed into taking something that would benefit their health. Does anybody know anybody like that? I mean, because I've yet to meet somebody like that. But when they try to shame you, when you have doctors giving you the finger, yes, you heard me right, and you're going to see this if you're on social media platforms. If not, I will narrate it. You're going to see him giving you the finger. You're going to see him attempt to shame you into taking a vaccination. Has anybody ever taken the time to consider who's selling the virus to you? Does anybody trust Bill Gates, who's, by the way, not an elected representative, nor is he a physician? Isn't that interesting? But yet he's the one driving the narrative. Does anybody actually respect Anthony Fauci? I don't know anybody. How about the WHO, because we know he's not a doctor? Or how about the corrupt CDC? Does anybody trust Joe Biden? Does anybody trust Kamala Harris? Does anybody trust MSNBC or CNN? Because if not, then I have one question for you. What are you confused about? Because the people that I just named, they're the ones selling you the virus, trying to drive you and corral you into taking the vaccination. So nobody believes them. Nobody trusts them, because we know that they're a bunch of liars, destroyers, and thieves. Just again like their father. John 10:10, put that up against John 8:44. If people would slow their roll and consider the source as to who's telling them this information, I have one question. Why is it that you take heed? And to the conservatives of the day, like Tucker Carlson and others that are even playing games with these people, they act like people are really not dying in this country from these vaccinations. Because I guarantee you, if it was somebody that was in their family, they would be acting out in a different fashion, and they wouldn't be so soft on what they call their enemies of the day, right? But yet, this is how it's sold to us on a 24/7 basis. I'm going to come back on the other side, and when I do, I'm going to play some more audio, some more video for you. If you want to check us out, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe there, go to the right side of the page, click onto social media platforms, or go over to beforeitsnews.com on the front page there, and click onto the social media platforms and join us on Top Chat, and I'm going to play some more video audio for you on the other side. And I want you to see for yourself as to who's trying to manipulate you to shame you into taking these vaccinations. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why am I wearing the mask? Because when we're inside, it's still good policy to wear the mask. President Biden's comments when asked why he's wearing a mask inside, although he's around people that are fully vaccinated. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire says good policy, according to who?
Not according to me, not according to the CDC, and just about most places around the world. I don't know. I mean, to be honest, John, he's also said that he wears a mask outside because it's out of habit, or he's worried some random person's going to come up to him, despite the fact that I think the Secret Service doesn't really allow that to happen.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen insists President Biden is trying to turn around an economy that was in a state of crisis when he took office. Yellen said today that she believes the U.S. will reach full employment by next year, even after a lackluster jobs report. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A prosecutor who made national headlines last year may be losing her law license.
The St. Louis prosecutor who charged a couple with brandishing weapons against Black Lives Matter protesters that broke onto private property last summer could have her law license revoked for professional misconduct. Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, who charged Mark and Patricia McCloskey following the incident in July, has been accused of hiding evidence and fabricating facts. The McCloskeys, claiming Gardner harbored bias against them, has asked for their criminal case to be revisited by a grand jury. Gardner was removed from the case in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Consuming large amounts of sugary drinks could have a serious negative impact on the health of women before the age of 50. A new study in the medical journal Goot analyzed 95,000 female nurses over the past two decades. They found that women who drank over 16 ounces of sugary drinks every day were two times more likely to be diagnosed with early onset bowel cancers. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, by the way, if you want to call in and weigh in, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get back to this, friends, because I want to get to the point of no questions allowed. And this is going to exhibit exactly the point that I want to make here. Look at how they're trying to manipulate people into taking the vaccination. And also look at how they're trying to, as they say, shame them into taking the vaccination. I'm going to go ahead and play this out. Check this out, my friends.
Doses than they can use. Some people just don't want the vaccine, and that is their right, period. And not all of them are crazy. Health decisions used to be considered personal choices. We didn't ask about them. They were considered personal as recently, by the way, as last fall. It was in September of 2020, at the height of the presidential campaign, that a CNN reporter asked Kamala Harris whether she would be willing to take the coronavirus vaccine once it became available. Her response, quote, "Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us," Harris responded. "I will say that I would not trust Donald Trump." A month later, at the vice presidential debate, Harris was, if anything, more emphatic on the subject. Quote, "If Donald Trump tells us we should take the vaccine," she declared, "I'm not going to take it."
Huh.
Kamala Harris has, of course, since changed her mind. She's no longer skeptical of the vaccine, nor does she tolerate the skepticism of others. Instead, she's an enthusiastic participant in COVID theater, and that's really the only name for it. Just today, Kamala Harris and her husband made a point of kissing each other in front of photographers while wearing masks.
Oh, just wait, friends.
They did that despite the fact that they are married, that they live together, that they were standing outside at the time, and despite the fact that both have been vaccinated. Now, a number of crude jokes.
Political theater.
Once
that's all this
pass
is.
On that, what exactly are we watching here? We're watching the crudest kind of propaganda designed
That's
by the
exactly
cynical for
what
the
it
benefit
is.
Of a population they consider stupid and weak and malleable.
That's right.
And it's not just Kamala Harris. Everyone is in on it, even the corporate comedians. Watch this buffoon do what we assume is an unpaid ad for Moderna.
This is it right here, friends.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry? She posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his gabella?
Then tell him to shut the f*** up. Here.
This is,
by the way,
the mainstream media. A doctor giving you the finger.
Get the vaccine. Roll the f*** up and get the vaccine.
Until you're
all propaganda. Brought to you by smarter people than we are. Isn't that interesting, friends? Those are the smarter people than we are. Do you see and understand why 1 Kings 13:33 tells us that Jeroboam, who returned not from his sin, appointed the baser sort because he wants to lower the standard, not raise the standard. And if he puts baser sorts around him, he's going to look like the higher standard around those subordinates that he has around him. And that's exactly what you just seen. Now, what's important again, friends, is the fact that this is how and this is who they're using to shame you. MSNBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and then they have doctors on television asking the question, those that are telling you not to get vaccinated, are they doctors? Well, let me ask you the question. Is Bill Gates the one that's setting the narrative? Is he a doctor? Absolutely not. Folks, if you pay attention to the details, again, you'll always find the devil there. He's always in the details. But you will see that without fail, these people will contradict themselves at every given step, and so they do. Now, one of the things that Tucker did do at the very beginning, and I high-five him for this, though the first 3 minutes of his segment were nothing but lukewarm, yellow-lighted propaganda for go either way, and instead of telling them the absolute truth concerning what the statistics are concerning vaccine deaths and the adverse side effects, okay, which I'm going to show you. But the mainstream media went after him for questioning the narrative with the mainstream media concerning COVID vaccines. And so he gives some statistics, and I'm glad that he did it. And as a matter of fact, the stats that he gave were exactly right. But what I want you to see, friends, is just this. Okay? I'm going to give you the statistics, but I want you to check this video out. It's a documentary. It's on Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. Go ahead and subscribe there. We have educational videos. But I want you to see again, friends, what it is that they forgot to tell you. And guess what it is that the propagandists forgot to tell you concerning the vaccines? Well, happens to be the truth. The governors are failing to tell the American people. Check this out. Well, recently a conversation was had where a woman had told us that, well, she was really excited to get her experimental COVID vaccine shot. She had said that she was looking forward to everything going back to normal, that she, like everybody else, was tired of all of this COVID talk, the masks, and the continual warning of what could happen if you did not take one of their vaccinations. So, in other words, she was drinking all in that the propagandists were filling her cup up with. When we tried to tell her that many well-known doctors were trying to warn the people on a global scale, she immediately responded with, "Then why isn't it on television?" What she said was right. Why wasn't it and why isn't it on television? But 94% of the people declare that they don't trust the mainstream media. Furthermore, we have over and over again reminded the people that the big tech companies, along with the mainstream media, are working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to sell you both the fear of the invisible enemy and their said resolve with vaccinations. They have been, in fact, censoring any information which blows their false and deceptive narratives out of the water. Apparently, she does not understand that the same ones selling the fear are the same ones, in fact, are the ones selling the vaccinations. These are the same ones manufacturing the death tolls and manipulating test results to tip in favor of setting their false narratives. Friends, this whole war on an invisible enemy, as they have named it, has been nothing but an invasion into our personal lives, as well as a war against our God-given rights. And on top of all of this, Americans are seeing their said governors come out blowing the horn in a favorable light when it comes to playing the salesman on the behalf of the corrupt CDC, as well as for the vaccine companies themselves, when telling their constituents to get vaccinated. Yet, one thing is always missing from every one of the propaganda pieces that they sell to the people. And guess what that is? The truth. Did the mainstream media, the governors, and those that are setting the propagandist narrative tell you about the CDC? That 2,050 are dead following the COVID vaccines? As 300-plus deaths added just this last week? 16 deaths from new J&J shot producing COVID symptoms. Did the mainstream media tell you about the North Carolina college professor dead after Johnson & Johnson experimental COVID shot? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you that an entire city is in shock as another Italian professor is dead following the AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media, did the governors, did the president of the United States of America, did Bill Gates, did the head of the WHO or Anthony Fauci, did they tell you that the 31-year-old Italian professor dead following the experimental AstraZeneca COVID injection? Of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the Kansas City councilwoman dead hours after receiving experimental COVID injection? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 27-year-old Georgian nurse dead one day after the experimental COVID shot? Again, absolutely not. In Ireland, did the mainstream media tell you about the 9 nursing home residents that died of COVID-19 despite being mRNA vaccinated? Again, of course not. Did the mainstream media tell you about boxing champion Marvin Hagler, who died at the age of 66 after receiving an experimental COVID vaccine? Absolutely not. Did the mainstream media tell you about the 39-year-old surgical technician and the mother who died 4 days after second experimental Moderna COVID mRNA shot? Again, absolutely not. Folks, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. How come they're not telling you the truth of the matter when it comes to these dangerous vaccinations? I end with this. Is it not of interest that there's a 6,000% increase in reported vaccine deaths in the first quarter of 2021, and yet you haven't heard a peep from the mainstream media, from Bill Gates, from the WHO, from the CDC, nor have you heard a peep from these governors and this current administration?
Boy, I guess that would be reason enough for us all to beg question concerning the side effects, the adverse side effects of these vaccinations. So I don't know why people are being so sheepish about giving the statistics, because they're easily found. Go to Health Impact News. It's right there. Matter of fact, I have in front of me right now, friends, that this is brand new. This is from the CDC themselves. By the way, what the CDC reports, and if anybody parrots what they report, Facebook, Big Tech, Google, Twitter is right there to censor you in calling it fake news. Folks, this is where they need to be dealt with, right there. They're censoring free speech. They're censoring the information I'm sharing with you right now. There's a whole lot of people watching me right now on social media platforms. There's 153 cities right now listening to this broadcast. There's 53 countries that are listening to this broadcast right now. Can you imagine if we all got together and began to give the statistics to the people concerning what's going on? It will be stopped in its tracks, friends, concerning this propaganda and this perpetuated crime that's being thrown down on the people, not just in America, but on a global scale. The CDC just reported that 4,178 Americans are dead after experimental COVID shots. But what did the mainstream media do? Well, they go after anybody
that tells the truth and say that they're falsely claiming the COVID vaccine is killing people. Folks, that's all they have to do is turn around and ask their own, the CDC. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, again, I want you to go over to social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. Subscribe. Go to beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and click onto social media platforms. You can watch us. If not, you're going to hear it. I'll narrate it. But what I have in front of me right now is what the mainstream media declares is false information and false claims concerning COVID experimental shot deaths. That's a fact. Okay, they're saying it's false claims, yet it's coming directly from the CDC. Now, if you look at this, friends, you can see clearly that it tells us 4,178 Americans dead following experimental, there's the key word, COVID injections. Deaths from COVID shots now equal 20 years of recorded deaths following vaccines since 2001. How come nobody's talking about this on the mainstream media? Okay? And I think you know the answer. It's quite frankly, it's quite obvious. But if we go over here, friends, and I just scroll up just a little bit, these are all brand new deaths. And what are you hearing from the mainstream media? Again, oh, go get your shot. Oh, the benefits, they outweigh the dangers to the vaccination. Really? Here, dead following experimental COVID injections, a 50-year-old woman, a 58-year-old man, another 61-year-old woman, okay? Now what we have in front of us, friends, is a beautiful little 16-year-old Wisconsin girl dead.
16-year-old Wisconsin girl dead following two doses of the experimental Pfizer COVID injections. And what do you get, friends? Anybody that questions the narrative, for example, what do? They say that they're falsely claiming that the COVID vaccine is killing people. Again, this is coming from the CDC. Okay, so it's not like anybody's making it up, but that's only there to confuse the people further. That's all it is. But I want you to check this out. 16-year-old Wisconsin girl dead following not one dose, but two doses of the experimental Pfizer COVID injections. I want you to go ahead and look at this little girl, okay? Was told that the, or actually reported that the 16-year-old Wisconsin girl that was listed in the last week's data dump by the CDC into the VAERS database, who died shortly after receiving the second dose of the experimental Pfizer mRNA injection, has been identified as Cameron Soleil Thomas of Wanakee, Wisconsin. Her death was reported to the CDC Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System twice. VAERS ID, it even gives the number, 122-5942. 16-year-old female Wisconsin patient was a 16-year-old female who received Pfizer vaccine 3/19/21 at vaccine clinic and presented with ongoing CPR to the ED 3/28/21 after cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest at 16 years old after receiving the experimental shot. A heart attack. She dies at home. Patient placed on ECMO and imaging, revealed bilateral large pulmonary embolism as likely etiology of arrest. Risk factors included oral contraceptive use. Labs have since confirmed absence of factor V, Leiden, or, and then they start using these gene mutation words. Patient declared dead by neurologic criteria 3/30/21. And as you can see, if you're on social media platforms, this is daddy's little girl that just died. And how's the media selling it to you, friends? Like it's the coolest thing since creation. But friends, they don't have much to worry about. And what am I talking about? For those that have never seen this, Childhood Vaccine Safety Act from 1986. Most people, well, I'm sure people are awakening to this now, but if you go online, that's all you have to do, and notice the word, notice the name, it's called National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. Okay? Notice the name, National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, okay? It sounds like it works for the people, like it protects the children, right? But if you read it, friends, what does it say? The National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, the acronym NCVIA of 1986, was signed into law. They're using the law against the law, by the way, was signed into law by the United States President Ronald Reagan as a part of a large health bill on November 14, 1986. The purpose of the act was to eliminate the potential financial liability of vaccine manufacturers due to vaccine injury claims. I've said it before, I'll say it again, and I'll put a question mark to it. Since when did any business operate with impunity in such a fashion? How can our said representatives, when it's their job to magnify the laws against crime, stand there and shield these vaccine companies from the likes of the deaths of little girls just like this who just happened to be daddy's little girl? Little 16-year-old girl. Guess what? The vaccine companies aren't worried about it. Oh, and don't forget what that of Robert F. Kennedy had said. Back in 3/19 of 2019, when he said all four companies that manufacture, these are different companies, friends. All four companies that manufacture all 72 of the current vaccines that are now mandated for American children, all four of those companies are convicted felons. Oh, and if you want to see the article, that's all you have to do, friends, as well. If you do a little homework, it's not hard to find. It really isn't. So all you have to do is go ahead and scroll up. It is Children's Health Defense, laughing all the way to the bank, vaccine makers and liability protection, conflicts of interest, undermine children's health, part three. And you can find it right here, friends, on how these companies are convicted felons. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this even for yourself now. Okay, how is it that they operate with impunity? How is it that they're impervious to lawsuit? How is it that they're not responsible for the consequence? Folks, they're lying to you by telling you how good they are for you. What, they're not to be held accountable for lying? Lying's against the law in this country. Furthermore, again, as I said a couple minutes ago, what company on this planet can operate in such a fashion that vaccine companies can operate in? Because I have yet to hear it. But it shows you how corrupt your said representatives here in the United States are, in fact. It shows you how absolutely corrupt they are. And I'm here to tell you again that if you want to make America great again, then you better deal with your corrupt representatives, because this is what they're shielding. They're shielding these vaccine companies. Oh, and I got one more point I want to make before the end of the show. Again, it's important for you to see this, friends. It's also Robert Kennedy. This is on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Robert F. Kennedy just brought a lawsuit claiming that the federal government is telling Facebook to silence those with vaccine safety concerns. It's the same set representatives. You know, we watched Ted Cruz. You know, we watched Jim Jordan. You know, we watched Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa and Jason Chaffetz play the big hard guys when they're grilling the big tech companies, right? One more point. Did you also know that Twitter now, a federal judge advised Dr. Shiva to go after Twitter, and Twitter's Jack Dorsey, that pervert, that CIA agent, is now being sued. He's been summoned. He's been delivered the papers to appear in court. Because, friends, you're only going to, and I've said this, but there's so many different ways you can apply this. You can only oppress a people for so long before the people stand up and take it to them. But again, the message that the American people need to send is to their said representatives for protecting these vaccine companies from killing innocent people, and then somehow or another, they're not accountable for what they are responsible for. Never heard of it before. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com and Robert Kennedy Jr., lawsuit claims federal government telling Facebook to silence those with vaccine safety acts. Safety concerns, forgive me. I just showed you, this is right before the show again. I have pulled up right now a CDC VEA report. Facebook said, directly from the CDC, Facebook said that it was false information. It's coming from the CDC, friends. It's false information. So to prove the point of what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is doing, he's basically saying that the government is protecting big tech companies. Of course they are, because that's all you get from the said representatives is their grillings to appease the American people. And now you understand why we call them the great appeasers here at the Sons of Liberty, because Ted Cruz and Trey Gowdy and Jim Jordan and the list goes on, Jason Chaffetz and Daryl Issa, they're just the fox over the chicken coop. They're guarding the chicken coop, friends. They're doing nothing but playing political theater, and the American people are appeased by these clowns in the circus of politics to do nothing but appease them. If it's not true what Robert Kennedy Jr. is doing, then why is it that they haven't been prosecuted yet? Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.